Good morning and welcome to today's musing moment. It is September 11th, 2023. We're going to explore an often misunderstood superpower today. I think it's safe to say that most artists and creatives want freedom. Freedom to do what we want, when we want, how we want. Yet, we continue to find ourselves in a paralyzed state, unable to do what it is we believe so passionately about. Not always, but often. I think the reason why lives at the intersection of our relationship between control and integrity. But before we dig in, let's set some context first. When I speak about control, I'm referring to our ability to manage, regulate, or influence system, processes, or situations. This is what gives us power to direct behavior or the course of events we would like to see unfold. It helps us factor in all the variables that might affect our results. Integrity refers to the quality of being honest, ethical, or maintaining a strong moral character. It also refers to the state of being whole and complete, unified, unimpaired, or sound in construction. Most of us stop at the first definition of integrity. In my previous muse, I introduced you to my four characters. Allow me to reintroduce them quickly. Meet Magnus. He's the boss, the master of practice, and the one who gets shit done. Then there's Grimwald, the thinker and contemplator of all plausible outcomes. There's Isaac, the seeker of truth, the one who laughs, creates, and who loves exploring more deeply with people. And last but not least, Michael, my connection to everything, the one who brings clarity to purpose. And we all have these four characters, which means each of you listening has the same innate desire for control and integrity and the same pull to be free. I've been able to discover these characters because of the 10 years of personal growth and development that both my wife and I have done and continue to pursue. I believe that is the responsibility of both partners to do this work. This is a non-negotiable in my world. Maya and I have been married now for 14 years, and I believe the only reason we've been able to stay married and working alongside one another as business partners is because of our willingness to better understand ourselves and why we do what we do. This is uncomfortable and triggering work on the best of days. The other day, Maya shared a conversation she had with a few of her Latin friends. The Latin people are special. They live fully expressed in their emotions. They have a love for life and for living. Latin American cultures tend to be more collectivist, placing a strong emphasis on family, community, and social bonds. They see life differently. They see time differently. It was rarely a thing to be concerned about. Whatever was planned happened when it happened. An organic go-with-the-flow experience. And that's a treasure to honor. So it's no surprise when they asked her if she thought I was too controlling. We laughed. On the outside looking in, I'm sure it can look that way. But then nothing is ever really what it seems to be, is it? The work to do is to always see clarity of the bigger picture and the deeper reasons why and be open. This means being courageously curious, asking and exploring, not settling, always seeking. Now, I'm not saying I'm not controlling. Indeed, I am controlling. But it is in a constant dance with integrity and my values. So let's talk about control for a bit. There are some things, some great things, and some not so great things about it. One of its superpowers is its ability to create stability and predictability. When honored, it allows us to fully and freely explore our creative pursuits. I know this seems counterintuitive, but I think it's because most of us have only ever experienced the negative effects of control. I like to use the example of a pinball machine. It can be a quite intense experience once that little steel ball starts to build some momentum around the playfield, leveraging the bumpers and ramps, timing your next press of the button for that right moment so as to hit those special targets that light up the scoreboard, while at the same time avoiding that undesirable outcome of the gutter ball. But what if the machine's obstacle course was double or triple the size of the machines you've played on? How much harder would it be to keep that ball in motion if it needed to travel three times the distance to hit its mark? It's due to the tight arena of play that enables the player to regulate and manage the necessary momentum to keep that heavy little steel ball in play. Okay, so this works for pinball machines, but that's an exception, not the rule, right? If we tried to put everything we do in a tight little box, we would just burn ourselves out as we strangle innovation and creativity to death. And that's why we hate the idea of control. A majority of people will only look at control from the lens of right or wrong, good or bad. You see, when we embrace the fundamental need to control, we understand the need to strike balance between efficiency and flexibility. We are more effective in our pursuits because we've spent time optimizing what we do and how we do it. This commitment to optimize also builds a resilience and ease to adapt to changing circumstances. This is where integrity comes in. When you make a commitment, either to yourself or to others, and you break that promise, you are out of integrity, both from the moralistic and pragmatic point of view. It's really simple. You have not honored your word, and you have not done what you set out to do. But like control, integrity is nuanced, full of interpretation, not a black and white distinction. It also has its strengths and weaknesses. The magic happens when control and integrity are in alignment. See, when we honor our commitments to ourselves and to others through the systems and structures we've put in place, we can experience a new level of creativity that's authentic and reflective of our beliefs and values. This work creates more resonance with our audience as it carries within it a genuine emotional and intellectual honesty. Our careers tend to be longer lasting, more meaningful and relevant, not just for us, but for those that experience our work. We build a name and reputation for ourselves because our words and our actions align. Because we've committed our energy, not just in the self-expression of our work, but in understanding and defining what we're doing, how we're doing it, against who we are, and why that matters. See, our characters are always contrasting one another. The dominant voices will grapple with the struggle to find the right balance between control and integrity. We fear that it will compromise on our vision, our ability to meet demands, or that it might dilute the integrity of our work, that there's something missing. We are concerned that maintaining a distinct identity and system can lead to resistance or lack of acceptance. Our desire for control can manifest into perfectionism, making it difficult to let go and just allow the creative process to flow. We become overly attached to our work, which can make it challenging to accept feedback or make changes that will improve what we create. The pressures to make a living from our work can have us conform to trends and compromise what we've set out to do. Embracing control and integrity is about understanding what they both mean for us. This is a moving target and a deeply personal journey. It requires self-awareness, courage, and a willingness to adapt to changing circumstances and what just doesn't work, while staying true to one's values and principles. So yes, I am controlling and creative and persistent and uncertain, and hopeful and resigned, worried and excited. And I'm able to navigate these chaotic waters with a measure of predictability because I do my best to maintain my own balance of control and integrity. Some days it feels like an impossible obstacle to overcome. Other days I navigate the ebbs and flows with a supercharged ease. There are times where I wish I would just know what needs to be done next, and others where I revel in the magic and chaos of uncertainty. There's no perfect way to achieve anything meaningful in life, truly. I think the only thing we can do is just have the right tools ready for when we need them and then be willing to use them.